NPR News.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. All rental units in Houston may soon be required to have air conditioning. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports some city council members want to close that loophole, allowing landlords to not install AC.
Under city code, housing units must be no hotter than 80 degrees, or if the high is above 100, 20 degrees below the outside temperature. If approved by the city council this week, the right to air conditioning ordinance would take effect in 90 days, removing the window screen loophole. Julia Orduña with advocacy group Texas Housers supports the move.
Everyone should have access to live in healthy and cooled housing, especially when we're dealing with 100, 105, 110 heat indexes.
A 2023 survey by the U.S. Census Bureau found more than 20,000 households in the Houston metro area did not have air conditioning. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Minnesota's attorney general is suing Governor Abbott for failing to send an ICE agent back to Minnesota to face charges. Our Shelby Rose is with us in studio to break down the case. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. 52-year-old Christian Castro was arrested by Texas officials in May for shooting through a door and injuring a man during an immigration crackdown in Minnesota. They claim Castro initially lied to law enforcement that he was attacked first, but video evidence allegedly shows otherwise. So he is charged with four counts of second degree assault and one count of falsely reporting a crime. And Minnesota AG Keith Ellison wants him back, but says Governor Abbott isn't playing ball.
Whether or not he needed the lesson, I cited all relevant constitutional and legal authorities that leave him no discretion in this matter. I informed him that if he did not sign the rendition warrant by the end of the day yesterday, I would sue to compel him to do so. Governor Abbott did not respond.
And this lawsuit filed yesterday morning is asking the federal court in Texas to require Governor Abbott to sign the warrant and not free Castro before Minnesota law enforcement picks him up. Matt.
All right, Shelby. A date has been set for the trial of a former Brazoria County deputy charged with fatally shooting an 18-year-old after a police chase back in June. Officer Kevin Tippett will face aggravated assault by a public servant charges on February 1st. If convicted, he faces 5 years to life in prison. He's accused of shooting 18-year-old John Mendoza in the driveway of his family's house after a brief chase. Tippett had reported an accidental discharge of his weapon. And the longtime drummer for ZZ Top, originating in Texas, has died in Fort Bend County. Frank Beard was 77 years old and passed away while in hospice care with his family by his side. That's according to a statement by the band. Beard was born in Frankston, Texas, back in 1949. And his bandmates were elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2003. Beard is the second